from Washington. This is VOA News. Afghanistan presidential candidates agreement reached. Day two of a lockdown in Freetown, Sierra Leone. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. Afghan presidential candidates Ashraf Ghani and Abdullah Abdullah have finally negotiated a long-awaited deal to share power in a so-called national unity government. Ayo School reports from Islamabad.
Hamidullah Farooqi, a spokesman for the frontrunner Ghani, told VOA.
They both agreed on the national unity government, and the detail will be released tomorrow.
The deal will be formally signed sometime before Sunday's scheduled announcement of the final election results. Farooqi insisted the deal has been finalized within the Afghan constitution to avoid creating what he called a shareholder company type government. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
The streets of Freetown, Sierra Leone's capital, are virtually empty on this second day of a three-day lockdown to find hidden Ebola cases and stop the spread of the deadly disease. Health workers are going door-to-door in the West African country, informing people of how to avoid Ebola and asking suspected Ebola patients to come to treatment centers. A United Nations envoy says Yemen's government has reached an agreement to end fighting with Shiite Houthi rebels that has intensified in recent days. A special advisor to the UN Secretary General on Yemen made the announcement Saturday. Turkey's prime minister says 49 Turkish hostages seized by Islamic State militants in Iraq in June have been freed. Ahmed Davutoğlu said Saturday the hostages were released earlier in the day. The hostages, including diplomats, soldiers, and children, were kidnapped from Turkey's consulate in Mosul, Iraq, on June 11th, as Islamic State militants overran the city and seized swaths of Iraq and Syria. More on all these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States reportedly has released 14 Pakistani detainees. According to Pakistan Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Tasneem Aslam in Islamabad, the transfer from Bagram military prison in Afghanistan to Pakistan took place on Saturday. Families and advocates say they have also received confirmation from the International Red Cross that their relatives had been repatriated. The names of the former detainees have not been released. According to reports from Nigeria, Boko Haram fighters have stormed a market in the northeastern town of Minak, killing dozens of people. Security sources told Reuters news service at least 23 civilians were among the dead, while the rest were militants, killed by Nigerian soldiers defending the town. Security forces in Kenya have been blamed for an unorganized response to last year's terrorist attack on the Westgate shopping mall in Nairobi and for failing to heed security warnings ahead of time. A year after that deadly siege, security experts say nothing has changed. For VOA, Mohammed Yusuf reports from Nairobi.
Security analyst Andrew Franklin tells VOA nothing has changed.
The introduction of the Kenya Defense Forces domestically again and again since Westgate, to no seeming effect, the fact that Lamu County is under curfew, I would suggest that these signs all indicate nothing has changed since what we saw at Westgate.
Kenyan police spokesman Masoud Muin agrees some mistakes were made, but says now they are working hard on how to improve. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Participants in Ukrainian peace talks have agreed to create a 15-kilometer buffer zone separating Ukrainian government troops and pro-Russian separatists. The agreement, negotiated by representatives of Ukraine, Russia, the separatists, and the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, aims to reinforce a September 5th ceasefire agreement that has been repeatedly violated. Leonid Kuchma, Ukraine's president from 1994 to 2005, represented Kyiv in the talks and said the deal will be implemented within a day. The African Union's mission to Mali and the Sahel says it is ready to assist with an investigation into Thursday's attack that killed five United Nations peacekeepers from Chad. Issaka Sowore, special advisor to the AU mission head Pierre Buyoya, called for the ongoing peace talks between the government in Bamako and armed groups to be expedited in order to stabilize the northern parts of the West African country. Some Malians have expressed concern that attacks on peacekeepers will escalate following what they said has been a proliferation of armed groups in the north. More at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.